harmony. But I think sometimes it's good to go and study in places that you might not agree with, because then you understand what is going on the other side of the fence. You understand why the dog barks and can't bite you on the other side of the fence, but you understand what's going on. And it also gives you a way to, shall we say, counteract possible dangers, possible heresies that could come into your ministry or into your congregation's ministry or into those you love and care about. So I think it's very important that education be continual, not just an event where I went to Bible college when I was 25. Or I went to seminary, I got my degree now, that's over with. Now all I got to do is preach, teach, and guide God's flock for the rest of my life. Thank you. No, it's not just that. We need to continually educate, continually train. Because you know what? Even after Jesus was ascended, these apostles went out as leaders of the church. And they learned more and more and more. I think Paul was constantly learning. I think Paul learned from a big mistake of saying, I want to appeal to Caesar. I think, you know, it was a mistake. You know, some people would disagree with that, but I think it really was. I think if he had a do-over, he probably wouldn't have appealed to Caesar. He'd probably, you know, take the beating and let's get on with it, you know. And he might have found himself more effective other places. Although Paul was very effective in Rome when he wrote his letters and how he ministered under house arrest. So he made maybe a bad decision turn into a good thing. But we keep learning. We keep growing. And I think that's important. One of the effective points of a good pastor is their teachability. And if they're not teachable, it's I don't care what kind of pastor they are, youth pastor, worship arts pastor, senior pastor, if they're not teachable, and they don't want to be taught, it's pretty well done. It's cooked. It's just a matter of when it's going to fall apart. And I think that's one of the things we have to be careful for when we're looking at effective pastoral leadership. Now, Christian denominations generally require some type of formal education. Generally, they do. And they're training for their training in pastors and church ministry leaders. This may include as little as some home studies, self-study type courses. It may include getting a formal degree to be a leader in their church. And I don't think we ought to disrespect what they put the qualifications on, but to understand that they have a reason why they have done that. And that may be good or bad to the date that you're in, but it was obviously a historical requirement that somebody has established for a reason. There are a lot of people in non-denominational churches who are pastors who have never had any formal education and who preach and teach quite well. There are also pastors in different groups of Christianity who don't preach anything but a few verses or a couple of topics that they have learned. And that's where their limitations are. And their churches show that very clearly when you're in them by the level of maturity. And we go again back to this five-fold leadership ministry in Ephesians chapter 4.